It is the radio segment that's not doing much, just prancing in his yoga pants.
Oh.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of England. A 44-year-old woman named Audrey Biles recently saw a homeless couple set up shop in her driveway for the night to sleep.
Oh. Okay.
At first, she thought about calling the cops on them. Then she thought about their struggles and instead offered them some tea to warm up.
Aww. That's so nice.
That is nice. I like that.
Yeah.
The couple was friendly and gladly accepted the tea, so Audrey just let them sleep there and figured they'd be gone by the next day.
Okay, I'm worried that this is a news story because something is not going to go right soon.
But she was more than just a little surprised the next morning when Audrey tried to leave for work and found out the homeless couple had broken into her car and were openly getting it on.
Oh my God!
Okay, guys.
I mean, hey, listen, a little tea might do that to you.
She's so accommodating. She's just like, oh, okay, well, then I'll take the bus.
Yeah.
At that point, she did call the cops, and eventually they came and made them leave.
Yeah.
That's it? No rest.
No rest. It's just like, all right, get out of here, guys.
Audrey says she still has a lot of sympathy for people who are down on their luck, but she also now has to spend a couple $100 to have her car cleaned out and detailed, so there's also that, too.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Traverse City, Michigan. 31-year-old Eric Pinker woke up in the middle of the night recently to use the bathroom, and as he was walking around, he noticed something extremely odd. Apparently, his toilet seat was down.
That would be odd, too. Like, I'd never put my seat down.
So I guess
like,
if you live by yourself, it'd be odd,
yeah,
right?
Like, what the heck?
That was very suspicious because Eric does live alone, and he always leaves the seat up.
Oh.
Afterwards, he got back in bed, but he couldn't go back to sleep. He kept thinking about that darn toilet seat.
Yeah, wouldn't you hear, even if it moved by itself, wouldn't you hear it slam? Like,
yeah, it'd be really weird if it moved by itself. Anyway, so he got back up, started searching his house, and it turns out he was right. Eric found some of his cookies and prescription drugs were missing as well.
What?
And he also found a 26-year-old stranger passed out in his garage.
Oh!
There it is. I guess nice of the stranger to actually put the toilet seat down like a civilized person, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Everyone should start doing that. I don't know.
You know the stranger was in there probably going like, who leaves the toilet seat up?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, what kind of animal is this? I'm going to go steal his prescription pills in a minute, but ridiculous. Afterwards, he called the cops. The guy was arrested for breaking and entering and larceny charges. All because he put the toilet seat down.
Oh, my God.
But he's going to be the most lovely cellmate, okay?
Yeah.
Really thoughtful of other people's use of the toilet.
This next laser story is out of retail land. JCPenney knows people don't think of JCPenney as a place where you go for fancy designer clothes or expensive anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
But they think they've got pretty nice stuff, and they've figured out a smart, kind of self-deprecating way to show it off.
Okay.
They're opening a boutique pop-up shop in New York City called Jacques Pen.
Really?
Yep.
That's
Jacques Pen
awesome.
Will be filled with the store's finest wares and garments. And even on the tags, it won't say JCPenney anywhere.
Wow.
Okay, it's
It'll
cool.
Say Jacques Pen.
It's cool if they stick to JCPenney prices. If they jack up to Jacques Pen prices just over the name, I'm going to be a little pissed.
Yeah, I guarantee you they're doing this like as some sort of self-deprecating joke, like I said, but that if it does sell well, they'll jack up the prices and JCPenney will reinvent itself as like the new Barney's or something.
And you know who's going to be next? Tarjay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
And they're not expecting to fool anybody, but they are hoping that maybe when you see their stuff laid out nicely, looking all trendy and expensive, you'll start thinking of the brand JCPenney differently.
Dude,
we shall see.
They're like,
but I plan on going to get a new Jacques Pen shirt.
Tracy Ellis Ross has a new line with them, and I'm like, ooh, I need to start shopping JCPenney's again.
See?
It looks good.
It's working.
And for real.
Who's Tracy Ellis Ross?
You know, she's the girl, the lead actress on Black-ish.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Diana Ross's daughter.
Gotcha,
yeah, I love
okay.
her. She's awesome.
I had no idea. I was like, should I be excited or should I not care?
Yeah.
I'll be excited.
She's rad.
This next laser story is out of the wacky world of automobiles. GM just announced a feature that's coming to new Buicks, Cadillacs, Chevrolets, and GMCs. It's called shopping in the car.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
What? As if we're not distracted enough.
Right?
How does it work? Well, you can use the touchscreen on your dashboard to order things like food and gas at places, and things like donuts, TGI Fridays, snacks from random gas stations.
What?
They're even going to add Starbucks next year, too.
Whoa!
Oh my God, that's we can't smart. Stop shopping, you guys. We have a problem. Nope. We all need to admit it.
No, we have money. We gotta spend it.
No.
The feature is not designed to make your life easier, though. Although I guess that's a possible side effect. GM just flat out admitted they created it because the stores are upset that you currently spend an hour a day driving and not shopping.
Oh,
oh my God.
Make it efficient.
Yeah.
Feed the addiction.
Right?
A spokesman says, quote, "For most retailers and brands, the daily commute is the only time not accessible in a consumer's day." The new marketplace gives merchants the ability to safely engage with drivers and passengers.
Safely, my ass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then the next step, they're like,
are you kidding me?
Sleep shopping. Let's get them while they're asleep.
Yeah.
How did you cars that 12-car pileup? Well,
yeah.
Bought a Frappuccino.
Dude, I saw this shirt, you know, and I was trying to zoom in on the sleeve so I could get a closer look, and then this idiot slammed on his brakes.
Oh, man.
They say they've designed it so it's easy and only takes a few touches, so it keeps you from being too distracted while driving.
Too distracted.
There's a little bit of distraction, but not, you know, not all the way. So there you go. If you want to shop in your car, it's now going to be available very soon.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Holiday headquarters.
Yay.
A UK shopping center has launched a new strategy to help impatient shoppers avoid getting stuck behind slow walkers and the rage that goes with that.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay, what are they talking about?
Just in time for the Christmas rush, the Lakeside Center in Essex has introduced a new 720-foot fast lane reserved for fast walkers only.
That's awesome. Dude, you know you're going to get a fast lane camper though.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
This is amazing.
This
I support this 100%, but yeah, like you said, somebody's going to get in that lane and walk slow, and
hopefully
it's going to make you even more angry.
Hopefully they get ran over, they get pushed
God,
over.
It's the same person that will walk in the bike lane. Like, get out of the bike lane, dude.
The shopping center is one of the largest in the UK, and the management said the lane would help shoppers who know where they want to go quickly and don't want to get caught up behind leisurely shoppers on the busiest time of the year.
It'd be hard to, like, not walk in the fast lane and not do, like, car sound effects as you're going by.
Or do, like, that speed walking walk, you know, where your hips thrust back and forth.
Absolutely. Your elbows are going hard.
A recent survey found that 80% of consumers said slow walkers were their biggest annoyance while shopping.
Yeah.
What about slow humpers?
Uh-oh.
Annoy me. This little guy is annoyed by him, too. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.